I'm Ken Zonway, and this is Performing Arts Gallery.
Don't you worry, baby. I won't kill my desire. Nothing's gonna stop me. Not hurricanes, floods, and fire.
They're doomed by a powerful curse that makes them wander the earth seeking the ultimate riff, the one that may allow their souls to rest after eons of banging out solid fly grooves. It's Here Come the Mummies, the band with no identification other than their bandages. They'll be performing at the Forum in Macomb tonight at 7:30, presented by the Bureau of Cultural Affairs. The BCA presents Here Come the Mummies tonight at 7:30, just off the square in downtown Macomb. Information and tickets at bcabringsthestars.com. Tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon, Carl Sandburg College and the Orpheum Theater in downtown Galesburg team up to present the Broadway musical Into the Woods, music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim.
Once upon a time,
I wish,
in a far-off kingdom,
more than anything,
lived a fair maiden, a sad young lad,
jewel,
I wish,
and a childless baker.
More than life,
I wish,
with his
more
wife,
more than anything,
more than the moon,
I wish,
the king is giving a festival.
More than life,
I wish
to go to the festival.
More than riches,
and
I wish my cow would give us some milk.
More than anything,
I wish we had a child.
Squeeze, pal,
child.
Squeeze, pal.
I wish to go to the
I wish
festival.
Give us a wish
for I have a child. I wish.
This magical show starts with those famous words, "Once upon a time." It intertwines the plots of several Brothers Grimm fairy tales, including Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, Rapunzel, and many more. The musical explores the consequences of the characters' wishes and quests. Says James Hutchings, coordinator of music at Carl Sandburg College, when it seems the story is beautifully wrapped up, the authors take us one step further and force an examination of the consequences of getting everything you ever wished for. Into the Woods at the beautiful Orpheum Theater in downtown Macomb, tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30, and Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tickets are $12 for adults on the main floor and balcony, $16 for the mezzanine, $8 for students on the main floor and balcony. Tickets are available at 309-342-2299 or at www.theorpheum.org. Into the Woods at the Orpheum this weekend. Culver Stockton College presents this weekend a dramatic adaptation of The Diary of Anne Frank. It's free and open to the public tonight and tomorrow night at 7:30 and on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. The play is based on the tragic real-life story of a young Jewish girl and her family living in hiding from evil forces in a war that ultimately dooms them. The original play by Francis Goodrich and Albert Hackett is presented in a newly adapted version by Wendy Kesselman and is appropriate for classes studying the Holocaust. The show is directed by visiting professor of theater, Dr. Fonzie Geary. Although admission is free, seating is limited. Reservations are requested. It's presented in the Maybe Black Box Theater on the Culver Stockton College campus, The Diary of Anne Frank. Gnaw Views features approximately 10 different artworks that depict the town of Nauvoo through the various perspectives of local artists. The display will be set against a backdrop that clearly identifies the timeline of Nauvoo's history and showcases the changing landscape of the area as the timeline progresses. That's tonight at 7 o'clock at the historic Nauvoo Visitor Center at Main and Hubbard Streets in Nauvoo. Gnaw Views, part of the Nauvoo Tourism Office's presentation of the Smithsonian Institution traveling exhibit, Journey Stories, running through November 10th. All of that is free and open to the public. On Monday at the Rialto Cinema in Macomb, the fall film series continues with Elana, a Russian drama about a woman's hard decisions to help her family. Elana is being presented Monday and Tuesday. It has no American theatrical rating. Showtimes are Monday evening at 7:05 and 9:25 p.m. On Tuesday, the shows are at noon, 2:20, and 4:50. The Klezmatics are one of the most famous klezmer bands in the world. They've helped revive the face of Eastern European Yiddish culture. They've won Grammys, and they'll be here at Western Illinois University in the Kofak Recital Hall one night only, Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. The BCA presents The Klezmatics. Tickets are $15 for the public, $10 for senior citizens. The show is free for WYU students with a valid ID. The Klezmatics have been described as the Reverend Horton Heat with yarmulkes, or, alternatively, Fiddler on the Roof with John Coltrane. The Klezmatics, they're adventurous, and you won't want to miss them. Presented by the BCA, Tuesday evening at 7:30 at the Kofak Recital Hall on the WYU campus. On Wednesday evening, the School of Music at Western Illinois University presents the Faculty Chamber Music Series Concert No. 2, featuring the Camerata Woodwind Quintet and the Lemoyne Brass Quintet, performing works of Eugene Balsa, Irving Fine, Vern Reynolds, Dietrich Buxtehude, and Ludwig van Beethoven. It's free and open to the public, being presented in the Kofak Recital Hall on the WYU campus at 7:30 Wednesday night. The Camerata Woodwind Quintet and Lemoyne Brass Quintet. On Wednesday night, at the great jazz club The Bistro in St. Louis, the Western Illinois University Jazz Studio Orchestra joins the Webster Groves High School Jazz Band and guest saxophonist Chris Vidala, famous for his role in the Chuck Mangione Quartet in the late 70s and early 80s. The show is at 7:30 p.m. There's a $5 admission charge, an absolute bargain. That's at The Bistro in St. Louis. What? You won't be able to see them at that great club? Well, here's good news for you. The next night, on Thursday, the Jazz Studio Orchestra will be presenting their tour concerts on the WYU campus. That will also be in the Kofak Recital Hall. That's at 7:30 Thursday night. It's free and open to the public. As part of the celebration of International Education Week 2012, the Center for International Studies at Western Illinois University is announcing its participation in the Global Lens Film Series. It's a selection of award-winning films from around the world, selected because of their ability to promote cross-cultural understanding through the medium of film. A discussion will be led by members of the WYU community familiar with each of the countries portrayed in the films. Those discussions will follow each screening. The first screening is this coming Thursday night, November 8th. It's from South Africa. It's the film The Bunny Chow. It brings the viewer close to three protagonists and the world they inhabit in post-apartheid South Africa. That's at 7 o'clock, Thursday, November 8th, in the Sandberg Theater in the Western Illinois University Union, part of the Global Lens 2012 series. There's bluegrass ahead in Ipava. It's a bluegrass concert by the Farmhands, a bluegrass gospel quartet from Nashville. They're Grand Ole Opry performers, but they'll be at the Ipava United Presbyterian Church at 190 East Main Street in Ipava on Friday night at 7 o'clock. It's free and open to the public, though a love offering will also be accepted. The Farmhands at the Ipava United Presbyterian Church, Friday night, a week from tonight, at 7 o'clock. Also starting a week from tonight, the Macomb Community Theater presents Ken Ludwig's Moon Over Buffalo. This backstage farce gives us a peek at a third-rate touring company performing in Buffalo, New York in the 1950s. The rumor is director Frank Capra himself is on his way to Buffalo to catch their matinee performance. Will Charlotte appear on stage or run away with their agent? Will George be sober enough to emote? And which of the alternating shows will Capra see? It's a comedy about the theater at the Macomb Community Theater, Moon Over Buffalo, starting a week from tonight at the Pat Crane Memorial Theater on South Johnson Road, 1 1/4 miles south of Macomb High School, just outside Macomb. Tickets are $10 for adults, $8 for senior citizens, $6 for students. For reservations, call 309-837-1828 or email to livetheater@macomb.com. Moon Over Buffalo runs next weekend, Friday and Saturday, and then the following weekend, the 16th and 17th, all shows are at 7:30 p.m. And finally, even though our celebration concert for this weekend with Jay Unger and Molly Mason is sold out, that doesn't mean it's not too early to get tickets for our next celebration concert on Saturday, December 1st, with the band Caravan of Thieves. They've been roaming the North American continent, recruiting a family of avid thrill seekers at their high-energy shows, using driving gypsy jazz rhythms, acoustic guitars, upright bass, and violin. They've got mesmerizing vocal harmonies and fantastic stories. Caravan of Thieves. That'll be our next celebration concert on Saturday, December 1st at 7 p.m. here at Tri-States Public Radio. Tickets are available online at tristatesradio.com or give us a call at 800-895-2912. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.